Well, now, number two, if you have number one down very thoroughly, and you should be able to give quite a dissertation on number one. Number two, the static is capable of considerations, postulates, and opinions. It also has qualities, you understand. Something, in other words, a life form, a thetan, let us say, who is very, very close to being pure static. He has practically no wavelength. He's in a very, very small amount of mass. Actually, a thetan, due to some experiments conducted about, 15, 20 years ago, thetan weighs about 1.5 ounces. Who made these experiments? Well, it was a doctor made these experiments because he weighed people before and after death retaining any mass. He weighed the person, bed and all, and he found that the weight dropped at the moment of death about 1.5 ounces, some of them 2 ounces. Those were heavy thetans. Anyway, we have this thetan capable of considerations, postulates, and opinions. Well, now, the most native qualities to him, in other words, the things which he is most likely to postulate, are these qualities which you find the top buttons, the chart of attitudes. In other words, trust, full responsibility, all that sort of thing. So we have then actually described a thetan when we have gotten axioms 1 and 2. And if you ever miss this, then you're going to have an awful hard time exteriorizing somebody. Because if you think that you reach in with a pair of forceps and drag him out of his head, this is not true. What you do is you exteriorize something that can't possibly be nailed down. That's quite a trick, isn't it? A thetan has to postulate he's inside before you can postulate that he's outside. But if he has heavily postulated that he's inside, now your trick as an auditor is to what? Override this thetan's postulates? Well, maybe you could do it by hypnotism. Maybe you could do it with a club. But the way we do it in Scientology is a little more delicate. We simply ask him to postulate that he's outside. And if he does and can, why, he's outside. And if he can't, why, he's still inside. Now, thetans think of themselves as being in the messed universe. Of course, this is a joke, too. They can't possibly be in a universe. But they can postulate a condition, and then they can postulate that they cannot escape this condition. Of course, they can't be in the universe. Now, let's take up three. Space, energy, objects, form, and time are the result of considerations made and or agreed upon by the static, and are perceived solely because the static considers that it can perceive them. The whole secret of perception is right there. Do you believe that you can see? Well, all right, go ahead and believe that you can see, but you'd certainly better believe that there is something there to see, or you won't see. So there are two conditions to sight, and they are covered immediately in that. You have to believe there's something there to see, and then that you can see it. And so you have perception. All of the tremendous categories of perception all come under this heading and are covered by that axiom, so you'd better know that axiom very, very well.